Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Haven't been doing a lot of that today. This has been a different day from most other days on the Small Business Advocate Show as we spend today commemorating celebrating the lives, the almost 3,000 people who were killed, 2,973 people who gave their lives on this day 5 years ago, and commemorating that day and talking about that day and where we were, where we are now, and where we're going with some pretty smart folks, including our friend and our guest this half hour, Bob Dylan Schneider, the president of the Dylan Schneider Group in New York City. He's the author of so many books that I hurt myself carrying them in here. A Time for Heroes, Moses CEO, and 50 Plus. A Time for Heroes is his new book. And whatever Bob Dylan Schneider does, folks, is top shelf. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. And we're 1 minute away from the time the first plane went into the World Trade Center building. Right now, 1 minute away.
Yeah. Yeah.
We cannot let those people get the better of us. We just cannot do it. I saw George Bush on the Today Show this morning. Mm-hmm. He said he's out there to protect the American people, and within the law, he's going to do whatever it takes to do just that.
And
I'm really happy about that.
And there are a lot of people who Mr. Bush's ratings, poll ratings, are not very good right now. There are a lot of people who think he's not doing a good job. But as my grandmother said, used to say, Bob, the proof's in the pudding. And I'd have to say, at least up to now, he has kept us. He has protected us, hasn't he?
He has protected us. We haven't had a problem. Osama bin Laden made a big mistake. And when he crashed those planes into the World Trade Center, he made a big mistake. He ignited the passion in the American people to support their style of living and the way of life that we enjoy here, an open, free, and democratic society.
Bob, I want to get back to that, but as we come up on the moment when the plane crashed, where were you at that moment?
I was with a client of mine in a small town in Ohio. And a security man walked in with a wild look on his face, and he said, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center. I looked at my client, and I said, it's Osama bin Laden.
Are you serious?
He predicted he would do this 5 or 6 years before.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I told my audience, I was on the air at that time doing my show, wrapping up the last half hour of my show. And I got off the air at the end of the hour and got in my car within 2 minutes to run an errand and heard the radio. And the radio came on, and someone on the radio said a plane just crashed into the World Trade Towers.
Right.
And obviously, that's a pretty dramatic event. So I turned the car off, came back into my office, turned the television on, and sat down just in time to see the second plane, probably about, 8 or 9 after the hour, 7 or 8 after the hour, something like that, just in time to see the second plane bank into the other trade tower.
It was an incredible experience. I wanted to be with my family, which is in the Connecticut area, so
mm-hmm.
I literally hired a car, bought a shirt, got a Wendy's, and started off for New York City.
Yeah. Well, and of course, what a lot of folks may not know, although I have mentioned it, Bob, is that your office is in New York City. It's in the Chrysler Building. I think that's what it's called now, isn't it?
It's the MetLife Building.
I meant the MetLife Building. And your office, your window literally looks down straight down through the middle of Manhattan and overlooked the Twin Trade Towers for all those years.
I have
years.
A photograph of my office. It's one of the last photographs taken of the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
And that we looked right at it. Also, I could see the Twin Towers from my home, and they're not there any longer.
You could see it. I didn't realize you could see it from your home. And so you had people in your office on that day, didn't you?
Yes,
we did. Or coming into the office, at least.
We did, and our people, frankly, were scared. And we got them together the next day. We had a meeting with a number of fellows who'd been in Vietnam. Some of them had been shot in Vietnam. And we said, that these people were trying to take our lifestyle away, and we simply could not tolerate it, and we had to stand up and fight against it. And for the last 5 years, we have as a country, and the small group of people I work with has done a great job doing just that in their own right.
Do you think that Americans now, when the average American gets on a plane, that he or she says, you know, if I'm on a plane that gets hijacked, I'm not going to let them do any damage? Do you think people are saying that these days?
I hope they are. I wish that I often wonder if I would have had the courage that those people in Shanksville, Pennsylvania had when they charged the cockpit. I don't know if I could have done it.
Well, and of course, they had one of the things that they had the benefit of knowing what had already happened, and basically that their fate was sealed, and it was just a matter of whether, and not to take anything away from them. God bless each and every one of them and their families. Bob Dillon Schneider, stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And 5 years ago, right now, ladies and gentlemen, the one plane had crashed into the, was it the North Tower first?
Yes, the North Tower.
The North Tower first, as I remember. And had crashed into the North Tower. By the way, Bob, folks, that's the voice of Bob Dillon Schneider, our good friend, the president of Dillon Schneider Group, and the author of the new book, A Time for Heroes. And Bob, it's been just a little over, a few minutes over 5 years since that happened. The other plane was on the way. A third plane was on its way to crash into the Pentagon. And a fourth plane had gone out over the Pennsylvania countryside and was headed back. And Bob, do we know for sure whether it was going to the Capitol or the White House?
Well, I think the general view is it was going to try to crash into the White House.
Yeah.
And that was the idea. And I often think about this, Jim. If I'd been on that plane, would have I had the courage, the guts, to charge that cockpit and stop those guys? And, of course, they did. And I'm happy they did. And they went down, and I'm sad about that.
Yeah,
I wonder if I would have had the courage to do it. I hope I would have.
Bob, let's think about for a minute what those guys actually did. They got on a plane and stood up with some knives. Of course, they threatened that they had bombs. And I understand the first couple of planes not realizing what was going on. You'd play along, I guess, to see, you know, maybe the plane will land. We have experience where the plane would land and there'd be demands made, et cetera, et cetera. So I can understand the other folks, the first two or three planes, you know, not knowing exactly what to do. I get that part. But now it is 5 years later. What Heather McDonald, who's with Manhattan Institute in the previous half hour, she said, why don't we just stand up and say, you know what? You're not gonna do this to me. I'm not gonna let you change my life. Give it your best shot. If you kill me, there'll be another one right behind me to take over. You can't kill all of us. What do you think about that, Bob?
I say hurrah for Miss McDonald. I've never met her. I've read her stuff. I've heard what you just said about her, and hurrah for Miss McDonald. That's what we have to do. This is called courage. This is called stand up and be counted. It's time to do that right now. We should put some steel in our spine. Look Osama bin Laden and his buddies right in the eye and say, we're not going to take this.
Well, and the thing is that, but instead, we line up like cattle. We allow ourselves to be, our liberties to be impinged by, you know, all the searches and everything like that, which I understand. I get that. But I guess what I'm getting at, Bob, one person tried to blow up a shoe bomb on one airplane, and forevermore people have had to have their shoes searched ever since then. What if a person tries to get on board with an underwear bomb? Bob, I'm not being facetious. I'm not being silly. You know, what are we going to do? Not have to take our underwear off or not wear underwear after that? My point is, at some point in time, don't we have to just do exactly that and say, look, we're going to live our lives. You give it your best shot. But in the meantime, we have to try to find those people and take them out.
We have to find those people. We have to take them out. I feel very bad because I do a lot of airline traveling.
Me too.
I have to take my shoes off every time. I think they've taken that freedom away. I don't like it. When I'm traveling overseas and I just come back from a long trip overseas, I go through all the security overseas. It's nothing like what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was a terrorist and I wanted to plant a bomb, I'd plant it on an overseas airliner right now.
Mm-hmm.
They need to toughen up over there. But actually, we all need to toughen up around the world. I see a lot of these ads, Jim, that say, let's keep this in memory. Let's remember things we lost. I think this is the issue of never forget what's taken place here. Don't let these people do this.
Do you think that terrorists have more power today, more ability to attack us today than they did 5 years ago?
We didn't know who they were 5 years ago. Today, I think we have a lot of anxiety about who they are, and I think that's a problem. So the answer is yes, I think they do. But you know something? Your show and your whole retinue of people around you is devoted to small business.
Mm-hmm.
Small business people get out there and compete every day. They know they have to do it because it's central to survival. So small business people, the backbone of the nation, is what's going to really make this thing go. That's what we have to do.
Well, I speak to small business owners all over the country as I travel around speaking to different groups, and I hear most of them saying the kinds of things that you're saying, Bob. Bob, one of the things that I asked, Ms. McDonald, Heather McDonald earlier was the Pogo quote, "We have seen the enemy and he is us." In terms of when I think of "we have seen the enemy and he is us," I think of I have to think of politicians more than anything else. What do you think?
I think that we roll over too often. I think that we give up on things like the Patriot Act too often.
Mm-hmm.
I think this fellow Reed from one of the western states,
Nevada,
who said, "Let's get rid of the Patriot Act."
Right.
This guy really should be put in the spotlight.
Senator Reed, Harry.
And we should look at what Senator Reed is really calling for. He's calling for us to deprive ourselves of something to defend ourselves with. That's not very smart.
Well, why? Yeah, exactly. And I understand that we should be protecting our civil liberties. But at some point in time, if we are in fact at war, and I believe that we are, you know, we all have to give up a little something. It's part of the maintenance of freedom, isn't it?
We have to do whatever it takes. I feel very, very bad for the people over in Iraq right now. They're risking their lives for me and for others listening to this show. But thank God they're there. They've given up something. They've given up their job, stepped away from their family, their loved ones, and they've gone out there to defend America. That's an extremely important thing to do. We should all take up the burden in our own way
mm-hmm.
and make some kind of contribution.
Right. Well said. Bob Dillersnyder, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back after these messages. It's almost 10 till. We're commemorating the 5th anniversary of September 11th, 2001, and the events on that day. Stay with us.
Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, 5 years ago at this point, the world knew that the world was starting to understand that America had been attacked. And within about, I'm going to say within about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes from now, it became completely abundantly clear that we were being attacked, because that's when the second airplane flew into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Bob Dillersnyder, by the way, folks, is our guest and our good friend. Bob, one of the things that I think is going to be the biggest enemy of terrorists could also be a tool that they've used technology in the past, and they will continue to use it. But I actually think that technology will be the ultimate undoing before we actually get the grit to do what you and I talked about, to stand up and say, you know what, we're going to get rid of all this other stuff and give it your best shot, terrorists. You're not going to kill all of us. And, we're going to continue to be courageous. Before I think that happens, I think Americans, at least people, maybe not just Americans, but I think people who care about freedom will devise and develop the technology that will do two things. Number one, that will actually three things, I think. Number one, will help us to find people who mean us harm. Number two, to help us be able to transact our business without being as vulnerable, meaning that, we do things more by video than we do face-to-face. And number three, get us to a point in America where we're not as beholden to foreign oil, and maybe we won't care as much about what goes on over in those countries. What do you think?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what's happening in the White House, but I think one of the things that ought to happen is the president and his people should call in Bill Gates and Larry Ellison. Oracle, mm-hmm. and a top man from IBM, and say we have some pretty smart guys when it comes to technology in this country. Let's figure out how to use it, how to protect ourselves, and how to root out these terrorists. What can we do? I'm sure these gentlemen have some ideas, and they can put the best in the country to work on those problems.
Like a Manhattan Project.
That's what we should do right now. And I think maybe we're already doing that, by the way, so I could be behind the curve. But if we're not doing it, we certainly should.
Well, the what do you think about the idea that terrorism is now pretty decentralized and it's more of a franchise type of situation? It's more of a movement than it is an organization.
I'm troubled by that. I'm also troubled by the recruiting of young men and women who happen to be committed now to terrorism. I'm very concerned about that, and I think we need to find a way again to interdict it, to do something about that, to stop that if we possibly can. We need to show Muslim people that there is a better life, there's better opportunities for their children, better hygiene, better health care, better education, if they'll just think about ways to abandon terrorism and look at some of the models we created here in the United States and elsewhere.
Bob, I know you have many friends in Islam, as do I. And if I'm disappointed in one group, it is my friends in Islam, because as I've said many times on the show before, Bob, the gentlest and the most passive people I've ever known are the Muslims that I know. And they're the farthest. I'm more likely to be a terrorist than they would be. But yet, they won't stand up. The billion of them out there, more than a billion of them, who are never going to be a terrorist, who don't mean us harm. Why don't those people stand up and say to the world and to their fellow Muslims, the Islamists, you know what? This is wrong. We all stand up and say this is wrong, and we demand that you stop hijacking our religion.
It's a little bit like when we were all in grade school, and there was a bully. And the bully terrified everybody else. And until somebody knocked the bully down and told the bully, you know, you're not doing the right thing, everybody was kind of cowed. And that's what's going on right now. Right now, the terrorists threaten to kill these very nice, well-meaning mm-hmm. Muslim people we're talking
yep.
about.
Yep.
And they knock a couple off and just to show an example.
Another example of terrorism.
That's exactly right.
Like they try to do what was his name? Salman Rushdie, and also some of the folks in other folks in Europe.
They marginalized them. They absolutely have.
Bob, I've got 20 seconds. Your last thoughts on 911.
Well, my last thoughts on 911 are think about something other than what the terror. Think about the quote in the New York Times today where it says, somewhere in Alabama, fans are panicked that Notre Dame is number two. That means if Notre Dame and Ohio State win the rest of their games, Auburn, that's an Alabama school, may be squeezed out of the national championship. That's my thought for the end of the day, Jim.
Hey, thanks for leaving us on a lighter note, and an improbable note, too, by the way, Bob. Thanks for being here. Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. God bless you and your family, Bob. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 911, lest we ever forget. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.